politics, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Jim Mars is on the line.
I am here, Jeffy. First, I got to tell you what I woke up to. Okay, I stayed up real, real late, almost 2 o'clock my time, thinking maybe they'd get it resolved, and they didn't. And, of course, Podesta comes in and says, okay, let's just go home and get some sleep. You know, well, that kind of was the death knell, really, but they all filed out of the Hillary headquarters there, and then everybody kept waiting for Trump to come on, but even Fox said, well, too close to call. We're not going to be able to call this. So I said, oh, okay, I'm going to bed. So I went to bed. Well, my wife gets up before me. So I get up this morning, and here she says, she said, well, did you get the news? And I'm thinking, yeah, Trump won. She said, Hillary Clinton won.
she said, pranked you.
What? She did. And I said, what? How could that be? He said he was so far ahead. And she said, April Fool.
Uh-huh.
You know, I started to throw something at her. But so that was my great awakening.
Nah,
but
you've been married too long to throw things. Can't do that.
Well, that's true. That's true. After almost 50 years, you don't throw things.
No, they come right back at you.
Except epitaphs, maybe. But
that too. Now,
but
you were on...
No, it's really, isn't this a fascinating thing, you know, because
you know what the most fascinating part of it, in my opinion, is that the landslide was so enormous, so Herculean, that it overrode and crashed all of the vote scam that they had set up to throw the election.
I know. I think we mentioned this last night, and I feel even stronger today. If the playing field was level and there had been no voter fraud whatsoever, I think there would have been a huge landslide.
80-20.
Yeah, 80-20 sounds about right. They were trying desperately to push it into close enough range where they could skew it towards Hillary, but it just didn't work, you know. It's really interesting. But I've got a little note here that I think that pretty well sums it up. It says the misfire on Tuesday night was about a lot more than a failure in polling. It says the misfire on Tuesday night. I think they meant that because of all the drumbeat of the polls and of the major media. They misfired.
Got it.
And it says the misfire on Tuesday night was about a lot more than a failure in polling. It was a failure to capture the boiling anger of a large portion of the American electorate that feels left behind by a selective recovery, betrayed by trade deals that they see as threats to their jobs, and disrespected by establishment Washington, Wall Street, and the mainstream media.
How about mocked? Yeah. Mocked, abused, sneered at. Oh yeah, we're considered to be nothing. This is a remarkable moment, and I bring this up with all due and honest respect to our fallen magnificent President John Kennedy. This is the second, and potentially in some ways as big of an event as the coup d'état on November 22nd, 1963. This is an enormous event. Enormous.
Exactly, exactly. Except the difference is, back then it was a hidden coup, and the vast majority of people did not understand what had happened. This time it's quite the opposite. This time the criminals and the scammers were in, and it was the groundswell of public opinion that turned this one around.
That's right. This was actually America at its greatest, and I'll say that with all respect to honest people who don't support Trump. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
This is a free country. But if you're doing it for other reasons, and you know who I'm talking about, there are people out there that are operatives and who are doing things for reasons that don't go along with patriotism, and there are other
That's
issues.
Right.
Those people, I have no need. I have no need for them.
This, Jeff, is, if nothing else, should have awakened the sleeping giant, okay? This should wake up everybody in this country to the fact that I've been preaching for 20, 30, 40 years now in all my books. I try to tell them there's a conspiracy, okay? And they're trying to gain control. They're trying to ruin the sovereignty of the United States. They've got control over the media with the five media, major media corporations. They've got control over everything we see and hear. They are trying to take control over the whole political system. Okay, it's a conspiracy, folks. And, of course, I was just a conspiracy theorist. But I want to tell you, this should prove to anyone, the polls are rigged. The mainstream media,
the whole damn thing is rigged.
The whole damn system is rigged.
Yeah.
And this is why, good, bad, or indifferent, we'll just have to watch and see what Trump does, okay? But in Florida, he nailed it. He said, our campaign is an existential threat to the establishment.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I think enough people understood that this time, and they said, okay, we've been living under this regime, you know, counting Bush. It's not just Republicans and Democrats.
Oh, no.
Bush was the same way. Bush was New World Order. Yeah. Obama, New World Order. Hillary, New World Order. And enough people, I think, have finally awakened and said, no, we're not going to do
that. And you know what's helping wake them up is when they see things like pictures of Detroit and Dearborn, Michigan, and in their own town, when they start seeing these so-called Syrian refugees who are clearly African blacks being placed in their town at their expense. We're paying for these people get $2,000 a month. They get housing, they get cars, they get gas, they get food, they get education, and they
Let me tell you something. I know some good, honest, hardworking American citizens here in Texas, in rural Texas. If they could get $2,000 a month, they'd be in hog heaven.
They would be in good shape. How did it ever happen?
And we're giving it to people who have not been vetted.
They're not citizens and not vet nothing. Yeah. How did that ever happen? How did it happen, Jim?
Because of the socialist New World Order controlling globalists.
And communists in the Senate and the House.
They want to destroy the sovereignty of this country, the cohesiveness of this country, because they have to destroy the United States of America
and reconstitute it and make
it as their socialist paradise, the United Socialist States of America.
When they passed the rule, and I forget who did it, I can't remember, but it came out of the Congress that We must give the best medical care we have to illegal aliens. I couldn't believe it. And that's how much have we lost doing that?
I couldn't believe it here just the other day when Obama on a Spanish station says, well, yeah, if you're illegal, that's all right. You have
come
a
on
right
in
to vote.
Vote.
Everybody has a right to vote. Everybody come vote, you know? And that's, don't worry, nobody's going to be looking over your shoulder or chasing you down.
What's that called?
Treason.
That's right. There's no other word for it. There's no other word. He swore to uphold, preserve, and protect the Constitution of the United States. And that
That's
is
right.
the antithesis of the Constitution of the United States.
That's
this man,
right.
this man really should be put on trial for high treason.
Yeah.
And look, when we start counting up the, these aren't just melodrama whispers. The crimes of the Clintons are legion and legend. They are irrefutable. They are over the top. And it's not, and again, there are people who were counting on her. Ah, we need a woman in the White House. We need a woman to represent women's issues, who understands women and their problems and how they've been held down in the job market, paid less for it. Okay. I don't have a problem with those issues. They need to be corrected. But this
yes.
is not the woman to do it.
She hates women.
Thank you.
Yeah, read
thank
Roger
you.
Stone's book. Read the facts. Read the emails. Read the way she treats people around her. I was so impressed last night. Did you finally hear Trump's, I guess you call it his acceptance speech?
No, I didn't.
Well, look, grab this. Grab this. He was going right down the line thanking his family and his outer family and everybody that, you know, and trying to name everybody he could. And he got down and he said, and I want to give special thanks to the Secret Service. He said, they've done a magnificent job.
Oh.
Now, when have you ever heard either one
never
of the Clintons?
Never heard that. No. Number.
Thank the Secret Service.
Oh, no.
They didn't. They hated law enforcement. They chased, they cursed the Secret Service. They told them to get out of their way and treated them like dirt, treated them like servants.
Well, Hillary threw something and hit one of them in the back of the neck. I can't remember. The guy, Gary Byrne, who wrote the book, explained that incident in there.
Yeah, exactly. And they all talked about it. But see, nobody wants to listen to that. They're too full of emotion. Well, it's a woman. It's a woman. Well, yeah, fine. I'm all for a woman in the White House, but I'm not sure she qualifies.
No, you know damn well she doesn't qualify. This woman is a mega criminal. Sorry. This has nothing to do with women's issues. And if you want to be real honest about it, what did Hillary Rodham Clinton do regarding Bill Clinton's rape and sex attack and sex assault victims? What did she do? She threatened
them.
She
told them to shut up.
She abused them. She paid them off. This is not a champion of women's rights. This is not a champion of equality. This is criminal behavior. She's an accessory to the crime.
Exactly. We've already discussed how these radical liberals, Democrats, are they're clinically insane because they want women's rights. She hates women. They want peace. She's the one that's all but said she wants war with Russia. They would care about the environment. She's the one that sides with Monsanto and is poisoning all our crops
and turning
our children into autistic kids. Okay, and just on and on and on, and yet they want to vote for her. That's clinically insane.
But she won the popular vote, Jim. Gee. We believe that?
No.
How many of those votes do you think are bogus? Half? Some enormous number. Millions and millions of votes were from dead people, illegal aliens, double voters, triple voters, it doesn't matter.
And they still
software voters.
Still couldn't overcome the right.
No, that's why I think the American people voted probably 80-20 for Trump.
Yeah.
I believe that.
I was talking to a fellow earlier today who lives in Spokane, Washington, and he said that several months ago he saw two Hillary signs in yards, you know, just two.
Yeah.
And he said he didn't do anything to them, but he said after a few days they were gone, and he never saw any more. But then he saw, you know, it was almost like every other yard had a Trump sign.
Right.
And yet, when the numbers came out for his county showed 55% for Hillary, and
that's a Jim.
How could that be?
It can't be. It's not true. It just isn't.
I know. It's all fake and fraud.
It is.
But then I've said all along, we will never, ever again have a true and equitable election until we go back to paper ballots that can be saved and recounted and poll watchers.
No, there's no chance. You're quite right. The next move, of course, will be...
But they'll never do that. They'll never...
No, they're going to try and push people into voting online now.
Oh, yeah, and that'll even be worse.
Of course it'll be worse. That's what they're going to do, though. Well, we'll get those voting machines. We're going to get those corrupt voting machines out where they're gone.
Right.
We're going to have you vote online. Your vote will go at the speed of light into one central computer. It cannot be interfered with. It'll be overseen by the best technicians and IT professionals in the world. Your vote will count instantaneously.
That Bill Gates can hire.
That's right. That's right. Telling you, online voting is coming. You wait.
Yeah. And it's going to be the worst because you'll know how you vote when it leaves your house, and that's it. You'll never know what happened to it after that.
No. No, and the same with mail-in voters right now. You drop your vote in the mail. What the hell do you know? What happens to it? You don't know. You have no idea. No, it's all corrupt. It's all corrupt. And while we're thanking people, though, and Donald Trump, I wish Donald Trump had taken just a moment to thank Julian Assange. I'm sure it crossed his mind. But Assange has done more, when you think about it, to help this country find out what's being done to it than anyone I can think of.
He and Edward Snowden.
Yes. Yeah, well, Julian's been at it longer.
And our government would like to hang both of them.
Oh, that guy. Well, what did Hillary want to do?
Yeah.
What'd she say? What'd she say? Drone him. Can we drone this guy? Drone him.
Yeah. Yeah. They won't kill him. That shows you the level of corruption and evil that has taken over this country. Now, the question now becomes, okay, Donald Trump got it. Now what happens, okay? Number one, I see two bad things that can happen, and that is, number one, all they got to do is rig an accident or having another Lee Harvey Sirhan,
Kill Trump. I know. How about a Barry Lee Bush who's successful? Yeah.
Yes, and then we get Pence, the New World Order stooge, who they would love to see get in.
How does Donald get rid of him? I've called for his removal already. I didn't do any good. Who listens to me? But how do you get rid of him?
Could he do that?
He can demand Pence.
Could he do that before he's sworn in? Could he say, listen, I've had second thoughts and I want a new vice president?
I think he certainly could.
Ben Carson or somebody, you know.
Why couldn't he?
You know, I think he should, but we're going to have to watch. You know, he could be a ringer. He could be. My personal opinion is that I think he was put up to it, okay, by who, God knows who, George Soros maybe, who knows. They said, hey, run for president, we'll give you some money, we'll help you out. You know, and if you'll think about it, early on the press was, the media was giving him just all kinds of print and airtime, but then I think what happened was Trump had an epiphany. I think it was like Paul on the road to Damascus. You know, he suddenly realized, wow, you know, I have a chance. Look at all these people showing up. I think they like me. I think maybe I do have a chance at this. And then he began to change his tune a little bit in the Midwest. I remember one of the speeches he gave. He said, I'm a New Yorker. I always thought like a New Yorker. He said, but now, since I've been on the campaign, I see there's a whole America out here full of Americans, and they have problems, and they need somebody representing them, and blah, blah, blah. And I think he began to think, hey, maybe I can make this work. And then as it got closer and closer, it looked like, yes, this could be real. Okay?
They'll never let it happen again, Jim.
No, now the question is, what's he going to do? What we got to do is we got to celebrate tonight and starting tomorrow. Watch. Don't listen to anything anybody says. The lying media, the lying pollsters, the lying, you know, already there's demonstrations in all the cities, you know, they're all going.
And they're all organized, they're paid, they're professional. Asian provocateurs, we know what's going
on. Absolutely, but unless something happens to Trump, it ain't going to change things. He'll take office, okay? Now, what we got to do is never mind what he says, never mind what anybody says, watch what he does. watch him. Now, people are saying, yeah, but he can't change anything, you know, the pipelines and the Obamacare, and, you know, he's not going to be able to blah, 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 blah. And that could be true officially. And in fact, I hope he doesn't go start doing the Obama thing about governing by executive order. What he needs to do is take advantage of the bully pulpit, okay? And that is the ability to go and ask for TV time, demand TV time, demand radio time, and speak to the American people, okay? You remember when Kennedy first took office, there was a big problem, conflict in the steel industry.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They wanted to raise their rates, their steel prices, and at the same time they were dealing with labor unions saying we want better working conditions and better pay for the steel workers. Well, Kennedy stepped in and tried to broker a deal. He said, okay, he said, look, you manufacturers do not raise your steel prices, and you labor union, you guys back off and go cool for a while, and then we will work this on out. And everybody agreed. And then what happened? The major steel manufacturers went ahead and raised their price anyway, after they'd gotten the labor problem off their back. Okay? Now, what could Kennedy have done about that? Well, I'll tell you what he did. He went on national television, and I remember listening to his speech. And he said, this is unconscionable. He said, this is not right. And he explained what was going on. And he said, this is simply not right. And he said, I am ordering that from now on, all the steel that's being bought by the federal government will be bought through the secondary steel producers, okay, and shutting the major ones out. And it didn't take a few days for the steel manufacturers to reverse the decision and pull back on their steel price increases. Mm-hmm. Now, that was the use of the bully pulpit.
Well, it was also leadership.
And leadership.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And for the benefit of the people, okay?
That's right.
And that Trump could do the same thing. He could come on television nationwide and say...
Anytime appeal to and ask for the people to rise up and support him. Pressure your congressman.
That's right. He could come on and say, listen, I have been apprised of information that convinces me that the GMOs are bad for you, and they will cause cancer. I've also been apprised that Monsanto has been using this ubiquitous herbicide, Roundup, and the key ingredient is glyphosate. Glyphosate has been found by the World Health Organization to be a carcinogen and detrimental to your health. And not only that, but MIT scientists have shown a direct correlation in the rise of the use of glyphosate and Monsanto's Roundup with the rise of autism. He said, this is unconscionable. We need to put a stop to this. And if Monsanto won't do it voluntarily, then we should boycott their products. Okay, that's all you got to say. All right? He hadn't passed any law. He hadn't passed a presidential order. Okay? But, hey, people now have the word, and they quit buying that.
That's
and Monsanto
right.
will either have to change their product or they have to go out
well,
of
that's
business.
A perfect illustration. You could take that and do it with aspartame as well.
Same thing.
So many things. That's it's a very, very good tool to use.
Same thing with sodium fluoride in the water.
Oh, man. Come on. Jeez.
But see, we'll just have to wait and see. That's what he could do, if indeed he's a man of the people.
Well, let's see if he gets conned by advisors and makes bad choices
exactly.
in terms of who he appoints. We'll see. We'll see. We'll just have to wait and see. Nothing else we can do.
That's right. That's right. Except now, here's the thing. In the past, I know there's a lot of people, myself included, who said, what's the use of writing your congressman or your senator? You know, all you're going to do is get the form letter back. They're not going to listen to you. They listen to the lobbyists. And they listen to the New World Order, globalists.
That's right.
Because they are in charge. If we can convince everyone that this is a sea change, that the globalists are no longer in charge, that the election of Trump is just as radical a step as Brexit was for the British, okay, then maybe people can start writing their congressmen and their senators and saying, okay, now do mm-hmm. this, The tide has swung. Okay, you are now beholding to us, not the new world over in the globalist. And you need to do this, this, and this.
Yeah,
maybe just maybe they start listening.
One of the big problems with Congress is as soon as they're elected, they're running for re-election immediately.
Exactly.
Immediately. And I think we should have something like a 90-day campaign season. Shouldn't last 2 years, a year and a half. 90 days.
It only took, I think, less than a year for them to pass the amendment, constitutional amendment, that gives 18-year-olds the right to vote. That happened during Vietnam because they were drafting these kids.
And they were going
and dying. And they couldn't even drink, you know, or vote, but right. They could get drafted to go get killed in the war. And so it only took, it was a few months. I don't think it was much more than a year. And they got a constitutional amendment in there. We need one more constitutional amendment that says the golden parachute is done away with. Everybody in Congress, you serve your term, you go back, and you go back to work and being a productive citizen. You don't get $100,000, $150,000 for the rest of your life. Your kids don't get to go to college for free. They're going to have to pay just like everybody else. And the key thing is they get off of that special congressional health care plan, and they go on Social Security. You watch how fast they clean up Social Security.
Yeah,
okay.
In other words,
the bottom line is any law passed by Congress applies to them just as well as the public.
Oh, but Jim, you're so wrong. They're special people. They have their own insular world. They're all protected.
They're jerks, most of them are criminals.
Yes, they are.
Harry Truman said, "You'll never get rich in politics unless you're a crook." And so you look at the ones and how many millions. And what kills me is they keep voting these jerks in.
96% every time.
John McCain?
Yeah.
Holy cow. How can they? I don't know. Are they just drinking the water, I guess? I don't know what it is.
Fluoride. I don't know. Let me ask you a question. One of the early statements that Trump made, and I mentioned this earlier tonight, was that you people in the media, and he didn't say that you're picking on me, but the way he phrased it was that you people in the media who are stabbing me in the back and cutting my throat and making this crap up and defaming and smearing me and my family and my reputation, he said, if I win, you remember when you don't have access to the White House. And
exactly.
I think he should make a list, and he knows who's who. And those people should not have any access. They should be barred from the press conferences. They shouldn't
they
have
no,
anything to do.
They get no White House press credentials.
Done. None of these creeps.
Exactly. Clean them all out. Drain the swamp.
Yeah. No.
Now some of them. You might not be able to blame because they just read their script, and it's the people that order the content of the script.
Well, I've seen too many ad libbers.
But you know what? Yeah. Nevertheless, they go along with it. I was in trouble all the time at the paper because I didn't always go along with stuff. You know, they told me one time, quit writing about nuclear power, and I said, why? And this one editor says, well, because you know too much about it. Oh, well, what? How's that for an excuse?
That's funny. A well-informed reporter, and now that's a penalty. That's good.
That's right. They're penalizing me, right? So, you know, so I'm well aware of that, and I think I changed my tune. Never mind the ones that are just reading the script. They know better, or they should know better, and if they don't, they need to get out of the business.
Amen to that. They don't have any... They're just the worst.
They lose all their scruples.
There's no integrity.
No
principles. No values. It's
all
about ego, Jim, and you know it. And that they want to be on TV. They want to be a star.
Especially TV.
Yep. They want to be a star. And they'll fight. I used to be a news director. I bring people into the business. And I know. They'll live. They'll fight. They'll pay to get on camera. They want to be a celebrity, and that's the shortest cut there is now. Become a TV newsman.
That's not being a journalist. When I started,
it's a reader.
when I start off as a police reporter, okay, the police officials, the chiefs, okay, the PR guys, and even some of the cops, they were always after me about write this, write that, don't write this, don't write that. And they learned pretty quickly that it bounced off my back. That was like water off a duck's back. I wrote what I wanted to write and what I thought was the truth. And before it's all over with, I think I had the respect of most of the cops, except for the dirty ones, of course. But the good ones, the good cops.
Oh, even absolutely.
Even the good officers, yeah. They were not always happy with what I was writing, but they knew I was writing
they
the truth.
They respected you.
And they knew that when they did good, I'd write good. And when they did bad, I'd write about the bad. And so I know this because I had several of them tell me that. They said, we respect you because you tell the truth, you know. And so, and I felt that way towards anybody. You might tell me stuff I don't want to hear, but if it's the truth, I can't dishonor you.
Totally right. Totally right. All right, what we have to do is watch who Donald Trump names to his cabinet. That's going to be crucial.
And his transition team.
Well, that's Chris Christie supposed to be in charge of that, but I don't think that's the case anymore after Christie kind of dumped on him after that stupid tape came out.
Yeah.
I don't know. He went back to
being governor. But in his acceptance, Christie got up there and he hugged him and, you know.
Oh, he did. I missed it.
We'll make up and we'll make nice, you know.
Well, there it is then. That's the end of that story.
God, yeah.
Damn.
So we don't know. We don't know.
That's disgusting.
But yes, watch the transition team and watch, and supposedly he's going to be coming out more and more details about what he really wants to do with his platform and his program. So keep your eye on that. The main thing is keep your eye on what he does, never mind what anybody says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be interesting here the next few days. I don't watch TV, so I don't plan on really listening to it. But I would love to see all these great pundits and see how they're going to eat their crow.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Now,
Rachel Maddow, yeah, of course, she can't talk about Hillary losing. All she can talk about on MSNBC is how Trump's going to throw all the Muslims out of the country.
Uh-huh.
What?
Exactly.
That's not right. He never said that. He said all he wants to throw out are the people that have been convicted of crimes or who are here illegally, have been thrown out and then come back again. That's all he's talking about. I don't care if you're Muslim or Jew or Christian, Catholic, whatever. If you're an honest, taxpaying American citizen, you don't have to worry. Nobody's going to come throw you out.
No. No, I didn't going to happen.
But that's the kind of crap.
Yeah.
That they put out, and then they wonder why there's demonstrations today.
Oh, yeah.
They're
it's really predictable. It's really
sowing
predictable.
The seeds of discontent.
Of course. It's all manipulation. Nothing new. Now, what we have here is a potential, and they're asking already Obama if he's going to pardon Hillary Clinton. She hadn't been indicted yet, but you can still pardon her without being indicted. You can just issue a blank.
I guess there's nothing in the law book or the Constitution or the Bill of Rights that says he can't do that.
He can actually pardon himself. No one's ever done it, but he can.
Well, okay, but can you imagine the backlash if he tries that?
Do we really think he cares?
Well, he might if it's his neck in the news.
I don't think he cares. He'll just pardon himself. He just bought a $5 million waterfront mansion in Dubai. And no extradition treaty with the U.S.
That's true. Well, that's what I think is going to happen. I think they're just going to all flee. And speaking of, today I saw somebody posted a list of all of the celebrities and all of the
I posted it. I got it up. Yeah.
Did you post that?
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
All the ones who said, if Trump gets elected, I'm leaving the country. Well,
bye. Lady Gaga. Goodbye.
Yeah. I hope they make good on it. Goodbye and good riddance.
Yeah. No, that's quite a list. I got it up there. A lot of people published it. But talk's cheap with these people. They don't they don't have any substance. So we'll see. Count on Hillary Clinton getting a pardon. I think that'll be an automatic. Remember Pardongate? Remember Pardongate? Remember Mark Rich? and all these people?
Well, wait a minute. If she gets it, what's she going to get a pardon on? Is she going to get a pardon for the emails, or is she?
I don't
get a
know how they'll phrase it.
Benghazi?
I don't know how it works.
You know,
I think
and
it could
what
be.
If,
a,
what if he tries to do that? All political crimes, she's absolved or whatever. And then does that mean they could bring up the pedophilia?
Good question. I'm not sure if it's a blanket pardon for all crimes allegedly, potentially committed during a certain period of time. I don't know.
Hey, that's what Gerald Ford did. He gets appointed vice president by Richard Nixon, and then Nixon resigns, and Ford pardons Nixon of all crimes, past, present, and future.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, stuff he hadn't even been charged with yet, he's pardoned from.
That's right.
Okay, now that caused quite an uproar at the time. And if Obama, who's generally despised anyway, at least half the country despises him, okay, and if he tries to pardon Hillary, I think you're going to see a bigger backlash than you did when Ford pardoned Nixon.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so what did we learn from this whole exercise, year and a half of agony? We saw a man stand up to more abuse, more defamation, more slander than anyone I've ever seen at that level or any level in major politics. We saw a man who was obviously dedicated to this country, as he said many times, I don't need this, and he's doing it. So we've seen something different. We've seen a true political amateur who was rough around the edges, but we see somebody who has great vision. Her platform, nothing. His platform, totally revolutionary in terms of what traditionally is being offered. If he simply cuts the tax rate on corporations to where he wants to, they'll come home. There are millions of jobs. You can't tax the rich because they're the ones who generate new businesses, new corporations. They're the ones who, that's where the income and the employment comes from.
That's what keeps the economy
rolling. The wealthy
rolling.
Class, sure.
And if he cuts taxes to middle American, man, they're going to love him, and then everybody's got a little extra money. They go out and buy that new car or new refrigerator that they've been putting off because they don't have the money, okay, and the economy will start coming to life again.
Right.
You know, it can be done. It can be done.
Exactly.
And we'll just have to wait and see if indeed he does all that.
Yeah. Yep. When I look ahead at Obama leading, one wonders who's, I guess he'll have to pardon himself. He's committed multiple crimes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how this is going to resolve.
Treasonous crime.
Donald Trump also made the statement. He said, if I'm president, he said, you're going to jail. Something like that to Hillary.
Right.
He wants a special prosecutor. If he appoints a special prosecutor, Obama will pardon her. But will she stay around and take a chance, or will she go to Dubai?
She'll flee to Dubai. In which case, we should tip off one of those guys at those consuls in Arizona and say, we have a confirmed terrorist. You know,
that's
here's the
funny.
Location. Send the drone in.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. It's so wild. It's so wild. All bets are off. We're no telling what the hell's going to happen. It's really wild. It's very, very exciting, very interesting time to be in.
Well, nothing like
this.
But
I'll tell you this. If indeed he even makes a move, if he would simply impanel a grand jury, if he would impanel a truly impartial prosecutor, okay, or a special prosecutor that's not, tied to the New World Order, okay, I'm certain there would be indictments, and then it would get real interesting, okay, because, does she go to jail? Does she get pardoned? Does she flee the country? You know, but I'll tell you something that's going to happen too is this is such a change that again, we're going to have to watch him. We're going to have to watch him who he surrounds himself with. But if this is truly a counterstroke against the New World Order, okay, then you're going to see new judges, you're going to see new prosecutors, you're going to see all this stuff going on, and the power will definitely have shifted. And these people like Comey, who have caved in.
Well, he's gone. He's destroyed his career. He's done. Yeah, well, he's disgraced himself.
But people like him, other prosecutors, other judges, when they've been going along with the program because they know where the power is. Mm-hmm. Well, the Bush-Clinton power apparently has been broken. And if that's the case, then you hide and watch.
There will be
more and more information coming out condemning
Hillary. I don't think Assange is nearly finished. Oh, yeah. He's not
all
done.
All of it. I know. And as all that comes out, even the most ardent Clinton supporter is going to go, holy crap. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, they should. They should. The state of New York is not the federal government. And if you commit a crime in New York, a pardon from the president doesn't count. Not in a state crime. It counts for federal crimes.
Yes.
She can still be prosecuted in New York or any other state that she's guilty of committing a crime.
I'm sure they could come up with something.
That's why she might flee. See?
Yeah. That's why she transferred the $1.8 billion Qatar. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they say. And if that's true, no, she won't stay around. Why would she want to go through a trial? No way. She'll just go. And if they try and grab her passport, she'll still go. Just go to
and
get
you
on.
Know what we do then? We do like the Israelis did to Eichmann. We send a little special op team, snatch her off the street,
funny.
Bring her back, okay? That's what should be
there's
done.
Texas,
if there's any,
Texas
any fairness. That's right.
I agree. I agree. Well, it's been a hell of a 3 days, Jim. Thank you for being here tonight. And we'll see. We'll watch it.
Take care. Take care, my friend.
All right. Get some rest. Thanks. All right. Jim Marrs. And that's our program tonight. Tomorrow night, Gerald Celente will be here. David John Oates and more. David has new reversals on the acceptance and the other speech. All right, we'll hear that tomorrow. Take care. Talk soon.